welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My latest 2 are Cozy Mysteries. Today I'm talking to the lovely Claire Fitch about the new hairdressing room in her back garden. So please sit back and enjoy meeting Claire and learning about this lovely chic hairdressing salon. Good morning and lovely to meet you. Today on our podcast, we're meeting Claire Fitch, who has just had one of her outbuildings in her garden converted into a very chic hairdressing salon. So, Claire, tell us all about this wonderful hairdressing salon you now have in your back garden.
Oh, well, it is absolutely fabulous. I'm so pleased with it. I had a fantastic builder who's just done things that you wouldn't believe. It is such a transformation. It started off just a brick building where, like in the olden days, they used to do their washing, and he's just transformed it into this fabulous salon, which is just really lovely. It's really cozy, it's really personal, but yet we have everything in it. We have Wi-Fi in it. I can take car payments in it. We've got lovely basin. We can do all the shampoo and conditioning treatments. And then I've got 2 fabulous mirrors in there with chairs and everything like that. So it's just perfect for doing people's hair. It's lovely.
Well, I've seen photographs of it, Claire, and it looks absolutely fabulous. I just wished I lived a few miles closer because I certainly would be there myself.
Oh, thank you.
So now you've got this wonderful, is it a boutique style or a chic style hairdressing salon? It takes one person at a time though, doesn't it? So it gets that personal treatment.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I really just do one person at a time, or otherwise I have had ladies in that have brought their daughters in as well, because there is 2 chairs. But really, I just like to concentrate on one person at a time, and I do everything myself. So, you know, I shampoo, I even make the coffee myself. And then I cut and blow dry your hair as well. So it is really a very hands-on, one-on-one personal service.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, Claire, do you specialise in anything particular, or do you just match what your clients require?
Cutting is my favourite thing. I love cutting. I think that's because you see the biggest change in people, probably the biggest and the quickest change. So I love cutting, but I also really enjoy colouring as well. And I love doing the whole transformation of, you know, a new colour, new cut. Love doing all that. I really specialise in everything. I've been hairdressing for such a long time now that there's not much that I can't do. And I really enjoy it all still. It's like a forever changing world. Fashions always come and go and repeat themselves, but with a little bit of a tweak on it. And I just really enjoy it. I love it.
And your clientele, you take from little children right up to the, well, you know, your older clients. You take a real range of people and look after them on a nice personal basis.
Yeah, I do. I do everybody's hair, you know, and it's because I've been hairdressing so long now. It's really interesting because when I first started, I did, you know, ladies and their little kids that now have grown up and they're now at university and they still come and have their hair done with me. So it's lovely because you get to know people and you get to know what's going on in people's lives. And, you know, I get a bit older and they get a bit older and you watch how people's lives progress, and that is lovely. But yeah, I do, you know, children's hair, I do ladies' hair, I do gents' hair, and that's really nice as well because you get whole generations of families coming in, you know, the children, the mums, the dads, and the grandparents as well. So it's lovely because you get to know everybody in the family, which is really nice.
So what do you call your lovely chic salon, Claire?
It's called the Cutting Shed.
The Cutting Shed. Yeah. It should have been called the Generation.
Yeah. We just sort of called it the Cutting Shed, and it just sort of stuck, really. So yeah, that's how that name came about. And I suppose it's not really a shed. It is a proper brick building, but because it's out in the garden, that's why we called it
I
the
know, I know you've called it a shed, Claire, but the photographs I've seen of it, it's very, very smart and very chic, as I said earlier on. And anybody visiting must be very impressed to see how very modern it is as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So you're based in Suffolk, in a
Yeah.
lovely little village on the Suffolk coast, actually. And so you're looking for clients in your area, but you're quite happy to have clients who are prepared to travel to your home and have your hair done in your lovely shed.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. They really are. Yeah, I've had a few ladies come in already from Kesing Land, and they've all been absolutely lovely and really enjoyed their experience with me. And then I've had quite a few ladies that I've been doing their hair for years that have actually followed me from Rendlesham, where I used to live and work. But yeah, everyone's welcome. Do not worry about parking because you just park on our drive. Yeah, so you don't have to pay for parking, which is always a bonus. Yeah, and everybody's welcome. I'd love to have people come and see me. That would be fabulous.
Well,
Yeah.
the lovely thing about visiting you, Claire, is not they don't only get a wonderful haircut, a nice stylish in a beautiful salon, but they can have a walk along the seafront as well while they're at it. Of
Oh,
course, you're
yeah.
5 minutes walk from Kessingland Beach, actually, aren't you?
Yeah. And if they've got a dog, bring their dogs. Dogs are welcome in the salon as well. And then they can have a lovely walk along the beach, which is absolutely lovely at the moment. It is such a gorgeous beach, and you can just walk for miles and miles and miles. I was really surprised actually, because before I moved to Kesing Land, I didn't know the beach that well. And I've got a Springer Spaniel dog, so we go for long walks. And you just lose track of time down there. It is just lovely to walk along. Sometimes you don't see anybody at all. Other times there's a few other dog walkers there, but everyone's so friendly here as well. Everyone's quite happy to stop and have a chat. And yeah, it's a lovely village. I'm so glad I moved here. It's lovely.
Wonderful. Now, if people want to book an appointment, Claire, do you have a Facebook page or do you have an email in which they can contact you? Or do you have a mobile number? When I say, do you want to offer your mobile number on the podcast? I'm reluctant to take it because, unfortunately, we all know there's some strange people out there. How do people contact you if they want to book an appointment?
Well, I do have a Facebook site, which is just the Cutting Shed, in Kesing Land. Yeah, that's probably the best way to message me. Or otherwise, I do have a mobile number, and most people just ring me on that. So yeah, I don't mind giving that to you if you'd like it.
Well, I'm quite happy to take it as long as you're happy. But anybody who listens to the podcast, they'll have your number. But of course, we can block numbers. I know this sounds a little bit paranoid when we're trying to talk about encouraging people to contact you, but we do know we've all had those calls. You think, my God, where do they come from? But thankfully, we can block. So, Claire, we've got a Facebook and it's called The Cutting Shed.
Yep, the
And
cutting shed.
if you don't do Facebook, but you still want to book an appointment with Claire, tell us your number, Claire.
Okay, right. So my number is 075 171 47784.
And ask for you and book an appointment.
Yes, please. Yep.
That's lovely. And what hours do you do for your appointments, Claire? Are you fairly flexible or are you quite strict? Because I know you have
Yeah.
children, which you have to fit in around them as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty working from home. My children are now like 8 and 10. So, and I've been hairdressing, all the years that I've had them. So they're very good, and they work around me as well. So, I can work whatever hours people want because I'm just literally out the back. So the children just entertain themselves and we just go off and I do their hair. And I mean, the kids are pretty good, so I'm can work weekends or evenings. Yeah, whatever suits, because I know everyone's so busy nowadays, aren't they? And when you're working, and if you've got kids as well, and you're trying to juggle a haircut as well, evenings and weekends are really quite good for people. So yeah, I can work whatever suits people.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, listeners, I hope you've listened to what Claire's had to say and want to have a go at Claire doing your hair. Claire, just remind the listener again of your number, please.
Yep. So you can either find me on Facebook, The Cutting Shed, or otherwise send me a text or give me a ring on 07517 147784, and I'd love to hear from you.
Lovely, Claire. Well, thank you for doing the podcast today. Can I suggest maybe back end of the year we have another chat to see how things are going?
And maybe that would be great.
It'd be wonderful to say, well, I have a queue outside the door these days.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
All right, my lovely. Thank you so much for taking part. And I wish you lots and lots of luck. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pauline. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. It's great to meet you. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed meeting Claire too. You can see a video of her fabby salon on my blog. My blog address is paulinembarkley.blogspot.com. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. You can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarkley.podbean.com, and you are more than welcome to share them with all your family and friends. I hope you will. And don't forget, you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarkley.co.uk. That's it. So until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. Ta-ta for now.